This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
And if you've got trouble losing weight, you don't have time in your schedule to make it to the gym, you're terrible at dieting like I am, and you know the pant sizes just keep on getting bigger, you don't know what to do about it, try LumaThin Plus. You can go to LumaThinPlus.com, check it out. I've got scientific studies there and all that stuff. But it is a product that has worked great for me, and I think it'll work for you. LumaThin Plus at LumaThinPlus.com. You don't have to change your lifestyle in any way. Just take a pill a couple of times a day, or two pills, depending on how much weight you want to lose. LumaThinPlus.com.
All right, we're going to continue taking your phone calls. And then coming up, Mark, you're going to explain to us why one business owner is not hiring. But first, your calls. Andrew's in New Hampshire. Continuing his thoughts from earlier, Andrew, what else did you want to share with us tonight?
I just want to touch on the thing you said before you went to the news. You mentioned that, some people have claimed that there's a free king cult, and I was just wondering if you were going to have people dress up in all black and drink Kool-Aid, because I know that there's a meteor shower happening.
Sounds like fun.
Yes. But, my second point that I wanted to talk about is absolute truth and relative truth. And I bring that up because I had studied communication at the University of New Hampshire. And one thing that stuck with me that a teacher taught at one of our, I think it was one of our, like, interpersonal communication classes was the concept that communication between two living people is negotiated and therefore is relative, because I can't convey the same message to another person because that person has, a different mind, a different mm-hmm. life experience, a different knowledge base. So they have to take my message, interpret my message, and then therefore come to some determination of what I'm saying. And then they also will, do the same back. And most communication is negotiated, and it brings up the notion of absolute truth and relative truth, because a lot of times I think people conflate the notion of absolute truth and they mistake relative truth for absolute truth.
So relative truth would be the truth as you see it. Absolute truth would be some sort of an objective truth.
Right. And in communication, the thing that our teacher taught us is there might be absolute truth, but there is if there is, there is no way that anyone can communicate it effectively or at all, because everyone's going to have a different idea, a different knowledge base, and a different way to communicate. So there's no way.
And everybody else that's listening is coming from a different perspective, not the exact same perspective as the speaker.
Right.
And so, therefore, if I may, one of the reasons why I like to, I think that one of the keys to being a good communicator, being a good listener specifically, is to restate what you've been told. So you can, so the person who's attempting to communicate to you will understand, will have some idea as to whether or not you even comprehended what it was that was being explained to them. Whether you the person you're explaining it to has accepted it as truth or not is another question, but getting them to even understand what it is that you're saying is really the first most important part in communicating. Would you agree?
I would, and there's various other techniques that people use to determine whether or not people have understood what they said, because I mean, people have always been in different interactions with other people. They think they have communicated themselves effectively, and they're about, 5, 10, 15 minutes into the conversation, and then they realize, well, this person has no idea what I'm coming from. They mm-hmm. have no idea what I'm trying to tell them, and they totally missed what I was trying to tell them. And looping it back to relative truth is, I think it's important for people to realize that people have the ability to kind of negotiate maxims or kind of a scale of relative truths. most people agree in the world that killing other people is wrong. You know, there's kind of, you know, shades of gray set up or, you know, scale set up that, well, if you kill someone because they were going to kill you, then that's a lot better than, well, if you just go out and just shoot someone for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, I think the problem with that you guys were talking about organized religion the other night, I think the problem with organized religion is a lot of times people put the faith in either religious texts or religious leaders that
yeah.
they ascribe absolute truth to what that person is saying.
Indeed.
And I've belonged to a congregational church in Exeter. I don't go regularly, if at all, mainly for holidays now. But the one thing I liked about the church was the congregational church is kind of set up as a meeting, and that the, you know, your thoughts, you know, and your prayers are between you and, you know, God. And then you have the minister who's basically just there to ascribe teachings or lessons that will help you to understand and make sense of things that happen in the world. And I think that's good that if people, you know, and everyone has their own faith, and I'm not going to say that, you know, one is better than the other, and that's kind of part of my, you know, thought process. But if people can understand that other people have different beliefs and that they're going to ascribe certain kind of truths or, you know, priorities to those beliefs, that, you know, they shouldn't kind of knock those down. I mean, Mark makes a good point that you don't just kick someone's, you know, whole belief structure out from under them without giving them something else, because it's a very dangerous thing, because if someone's kind of built up their whole way of life on a belief structure that, you know, maybe a lot of people feel is flawed, if you don't give them something else, then they feel lost. Then they feel resentful or other, you know.
There's only so much you can do, though, right? Because if you're
right.
If you're being iconoclastic, as we are in many cases on this radio show, it's one of the hallmarks of what we do here. We try to suggest alternatives, certainly, to the ideas of the coercive government, the violent monopoly that we're used to dealing with, the state of fill-in-the-blank, United States, etc. We come up with possible solutions. But if you're balking so much at the idea in the first place, I mean, how well are you going to listen to?
Yeah, you're not going to listen anyway. I mean,
it's no overnight process.
Cognitive dissonance is going to kick in, and it's going to kick in so thoroughly that, you know, you're not going to knock their belief system out from under them. They're just not going to listen.
Right, they're just going to be outraged and turn it off. But eventually, after you chip away long enough, something could happen. And after multiple people chip away from different angles, different communication methods, different techniques and things like that, then you can really start to see a change in somebody as they've had time to really chew on the ideas they've been presented with. Because nobody, it's very rare that somebody is going to, as our emailer suggested earlier, have a 180-degree turnaround during an overnight.
You know, no, and that's very difficult. I mean, for me, I kind of came to the ideas kind of slowly in that I was more, I would say in my heart I was more liberty-minded, but I kind of had been indoctrinated and had the belief, you know, of a more status belief. And I think one of the things that has stuck with me, I don't know what specifically turned me around, other than being friends with Brad Jardis, who's been on your show frequently that many people know, but, you know, in talking with him, is just the concept that, you know, essentially the Constitution and laws are just words on paper, and people ascribe certain level of reverence and idolatry to them. And that
it's a cult. It's a religious belief system.
It is. Sure. And you know, one thing that I learned, you know, one thing that we talked about in my, you know, I took two First Amendment classes for my dual major in college of the religion and law in America is essentially the equivalent of belief in the state, you know, is a religion. I mean, if you believe in the state, it's the exact same if you believe in a religion.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic idea, fantasy-oriented. It doesn't exist in reality. Only human beings exist, and in this case, they're usually a bunch of strangers that are willing to use force and violence on others. And, Andrew, thanks for the thoughts. Appreciate it tonight. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is where you want to go. We've got a lot of features, and they're free, including our news updates. You get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Get the updates via your email box, Twitter, Facebook, whichever way works best for you. Sign up for it. It's all free at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done by their attorney. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and it's so easy the average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. All the talk in the world about what's wrong with the system doesn't fix the system. Going to court? You can do that. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, let's go to Erod listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Erod.
Yeah, so tonight I understand there's going to be three planets in alignment which are going to be visible, Mars, Venus, and Saturn. And as your previous caller also said, there's going to be a meteor shower. But that reminded me of...
I don't think we had any, but you guys recall it?
Somebody mentioned the meteor shower and said we should dress all in black and drink some Kool-Aid.
Oh, I remember hearing that part. Okay, thank you for reminding me about that. Anyway, go ahead, Ebron. Sorry.
Right, yeah, so there is going to be a meteor shower tonight. Anyway, that just reminded me of an incident that happened several years ago that I'd like to share. At the time, I had my kids in a private school, and tuition was getting kind of high, and I kind of negotiated with the... the dean of the school to let me go ahead and teach the science class. You know, I'm an engineering background, you know, and I'm a kind of sciencey kind of guy. You know, my brother's actually a physicist. And so I was teaching sixth grade science, okay? And so this year, it was the Leonid meteor shower, and I forget exactly what the frequency of the of when that meteor shower comes around, but that year, it was supposed to be particularly spectacular. So as being a sixth grade science teacher, you know, of course, that's just, you know, a perfect situation, you know, great topic to talk about. So my assignment was for the classes to go out and look at the meteor shower. So I took my two kids, you know, my sixth grader and I had a fourth grader, and I found a spot that I thought would be a great spot out here, you know, just outside of Atlanta. And so I went out there probably close to midnight. So I'm out there, you know, and obviously there was a bunch of other people who probably had the same idea that I did. Mm-hmm. We're in this big clearing area, you know. And so here we are, and it was probably about 100 to maybe 150 people out here.
Wow.
You know, close to midnight, okay? And we are watching this spectacular celestial light show that the heavens are putting on. Hmm. I mean, the meteors were every few seconds, you would just see them just shooting everywhere.
Hmm.
And everybody was having a great time.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Until the cops showed up.
Oh, geez. I knew that was coming. Until
everybody at the park, blue lights on, they were just herding everybody out of there. And I'm telling you, it was the most disgusting display of abuse of a so-called authority that
I've
ever
seen. Wait a minute. Now, hold on, Erod. Now, let me see if I can guess here. It was a park, so it was so-called public property, but that it closed at a certain time of night.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Now, it was part of the Civil War National Battleground area, which is not a typical park. I mean, it was a big clearing area. They have, you know, trails for horses and what have you, but a big clearing area. And yes, it did say close at dusk. Okay, it actually did say that somewhere.
Sure. It's an easy way for them to get away with doing that. You know, you had to pay for this park, and it's nice to be able to go out, and it's a great place to watch meteor
and
showers.
And do what is essentially a science experiment, a science field trip, basically, that gets kids interested in astronomy and the celestial happenings, and these cops just crapped all over that.
They crapped over everything. And the thing about it is, though, okay, so we're all out here, and you got to keep in mind here, this area, I mean, there's a low crime rate. I mean, it was solid middle class. I mean, within a 2-mile radius, homes are ranging from anywhere from $250,000 to, you know, $500,000. Okay, this is solid middle class. It wasn't as though these were kids out there smoking pot, drinking, loud music. We had kiddies in strollers. These were families out here, you know, and So what? The park closed. The cops knew what people were doing out there. They could have used discretion. They could have just seen what people were doing. I mean, my God, this is every 10 years you get to see this. But the cops said, no, no, you wait 10 years, little Johnny. You cannot see this light show, these things that was happening. It was disgusting. You know?
Yeah, it sounds disgusting, and I'm sorry that that had to happen. But what I'm most sorry about is that the mass of people you had got up and obediently went away at the police's demand. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if those people just said, "What the hell are you talking about? Go find some real criminals. Get lost, you losers.
You know
Can't
what?
You see what we're doing here?
Yeah.
Oh, you're under arrest. Fine, go ahead, take me in. I'm taking this to a jury trial, and we'll see what the jury thinks about you throwing me out of a public park in the middle of the night for bringing my kids out to watch the meteor shower."
Exactly. Yeah, that would have been great, wouldn't it? Yeah,
but it would have, but it would have required people to actually, you know, not obey these men in the uniforms, the men in costumes, and to actually take a little bit of risk in their lives. And that's where I'm saying, if people just take a little bit of risk together, they can make a difference.
Yeah.
If everybody, if even, you know, 50% or 25% of those 150 people had decided they were just going to stay right where they were, it would have given the cops a real difficult time.
It sure would have.
Thank you, Erod, for the story.
Okay.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And
if they did sit down, the cops would have taken him to the jail, and they would have never gone to a jury trial because the cops would have known that this was a stupid overreach of their power, and they shouldn't have done it in the first place.
You think they'd have dropped the charges?
They'd have dropped the charges, and everybody would have been hauled off in a paddy wagon.
Make them arrest a bunch of people and their kids.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
the press on that is not going to be good. And you know these people had video cameras and still cameras and whatever they needed to record.
I don't know how long ago it was, but certainly, you know, it seems likely.
I mean, you think the stories about little girls in their lemonade stands being busted up by the police are bad. This is that exact same category, writ large. Multiple people, lots of young people enjoying a night out in the park, watching the sky. Just despicable. Despicable police. Should be ashamed of themselves.
Ah, we're just doing our jobs. The rules are the rules. The law is the law. If you don't like the rules, change them, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, right. As if the city council could actually change the rules, you know, to say, well, on nights that there are major celestial occurrences, the park will be open until, you know, all night long for people to view, but only for that purpose. I mean, it's stupid.
They could.
It doesn't even make sense that they would do that.
But then you've got to go and you've got to beg the city council. You've got to invest all this time and effort into getting them to hopefully change their precious little system. And it's just horrible.
Of course, you're assuming this is a city park. He said this was a Civil War battleground. It might very well be a federal
state
park.
State or federal, yeah.
In which case, hey, give up. You're
screwed. There's no chance there. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to continue. We will take your calls about absolutely anything. And then, if we get a chance, Mark, you're going to share with us a business owner's perspective on why it is he's not hiring right now. 800-259-9231 is the number. And we're brought to you by SACL CAI to control the airwaves and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
What is a wind generator?
How can wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Show is Free Talk Live, and that means that you can dial in toll-free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That is brought to you by SACL, CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. We've got a lot of stuff there, and we give it away, including our listening options, live streams, broadband and dial-up versions, airing 24 hours a day, Free Talk Live. So if you miss the show live, you can always tune into the live streams or, of course, go grab our podcast. Also, listen lines that allow you to call in via any phone that can dial long distance. Get all the details and get listening over at listen.freetalklive.com.
John Shaw and Osborne from Think Twice Productions team up once again with the mighty Stefan Molyneux to present a brand new epic video, The Sunset of the State. See it now at thinktwicenews.com. It's thinktwicenews.com. I was actually hanging out with Osborne today.
Well worth your 8 minutes, The Sunset of the State.
It is. It's great.
Yeah, it
maybe
is.
9 minutes, but well worth it.
Yes.
So we go to your phone calls. Charles is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charles. Charles, New York?
Hello. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Oh, here you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, one thing I would like to address is I actually run a page on Facebook called the Common Sense Movement, and I have a lot of friends who are socialists, communists, call whatever you want. They want big government. Mm-hmm. And one thing I've noticed is that they always say that being a capitalist, being a libertarian, I hate poor people. And what I always try to explain to them, and they never understand, is how things like the minimum wage, how tariffs, how they actually hurt the poor, how they actually hurt the middle class, and how the rich are not getting richer, and how the poor are getting richer due to capitalism.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily would jump behind the term capitalism, and we've certainly discussed that many a time on this program, simply because it has
a lot of baggage.
In people's minds, it comes along with the idea of being this kind of really, let's see, what's the best way to put it? Robber baron, I suppose. Just using their wealth to crush other people under their boot, etc. When you're talking about capitalism, you're just talking about using capital, investing it in order to make a return on your investment and thereby continue to be able to pay your employees and that sort of thing, right?
I'm talking about the free market in general. People starting their own business. Yes, but yeah, what you were saying, yes.
So what's your concern? Is that you feel like you're miscommunicating? How can we help you?
I feel that people are today not listening to the. Like, I feel people just look at things from the cover. For example, the minimum wage law. They think of that as a way to help the poor, yet they don't realize that all that's done is increase unemployment rate for teenagers, seniors, adults, minorities, and people with criminal records.
Right. Well, what they don't realize at the fundamental level is that force cannot solve these problems, and that force, which is what government is, has unintended consequences. So the intentions are good. With the minimum wage, their intentions are to help the poor. But what they're not understanding is that by using force with the intention to help the poor, that they are actually making things worse for those people.
Yeah, when you have a minimum wage, it almost directly causes unemployment.
Well, you can see is all you have to do is look at the correlative data. It's there. It's relatively easy to find. How many, you know, does unemployment go up after minimum wage laws are raised? Yes. The answer is yes. Every time it does knock people out of the workforce.
So, well, I seem to recall the minimum wage was raised a couple years ago, and look at where we are.
So
I wouldn't blame it all on the minimum wage. But
what you end up getting is these people that are very anti-corporation, and I am also anti-corporation, but I'm not anti-business. You get these people that are very anti, big corporation, but the policies that they support in the name of helping the poor are actually helping out the corporations at the cost of poor people, at the cost of people being able to be entrepreneurs and start their own businesses. It's so sad because they're actually advocating for policies that are against what they really believe in.
Exactly. And regarding, they always say, oh, you're just, one of my friends always says that, being a libertarian, I am a corporate whore. I was telling him that you do realize that the reason why monopolies were even began is in the 1700s, businesses would bribe kings and queens to give them certain powers. That would make them have all the power to do the business that they are doing in the area, and they wouldn't have any competition. And we have that with government today through government subsidies, special tax breaks, tariffs, and even laws like the minimum wage law. They make it harder for new businesses to come into the show and join in.
Mm-hmm. Now, Charles, I think the biggest problem you're having is likely your use of diction. In order to could talk to people, you need to speak their language. And if you're using terms like that sound
capitalism.
To them, right, capitalism, if you're using terms that sound pro-corporate to them, you need to create a foundation. And I think a way that you could create a foundation with them is, no, I'm against capitalism. I'm for free markets. Because capitalism could just as easily be defined as collusion between the government and large corporations to get what they want.
How about telling them you're against corporations?
And
that's right, one that's going to throw them for a loop.
Tell them I'm against corporations. I think corporations is a veil created by the government in order to protect people against the consequences of their own actions.
To protect specifically the business owners that are abusing their employees.
Abusive business owners from the consequences of their actions. If you said, if you used terminology like this and spoke to them on their level, then they could hear you. But when they hear you saying things like capitalism's good and corporations provide necessary things to the marketplace, well, you know, their confidence is in you and is shattered. For one, corporations didn't really even exist 100 years ago. I think 100 years ago, there were 5 corporations in the state of New York, and they were all public service oriented kind of things. Mm. Corporation is a relatively new thing. And you know, I could be a little wrong on my dates on this. Somebody probably needs to check me, but you know, it's a relatively new thing in history. We don't need corporations in order to, you know, to take care of people.
I agree with that. And also, but the thing is, they totally ignore the power what the good have, business have done, and they ignore how devices, how for-profit, how doing things for-profit, such, like, how, they always say the poor are getting poorer due to the free market and things like that. What they fail to recognize is all the goods that we have today that we didn't have 30 years ago.
Well, it's fallacious that there is a free market. But there's not a free market.
But they're right when they say that it's more difficult to run a family now than it used to be. People did make more real dollars in the past. They're correct in that. And unless you can speak to them on that level, you're not going to get anywhere. They're absolutely right. The middleman and the poor people are, yes, technology is getting cheaper, but the middleman and the middle income and the poor people are becoming more scarce because the rich are controlling the government and getting more money funneled to them.
Well, I was explaining that to them in two ways. The first way was that I was explaining how the rich are getting richer due to government as they're using government as a tool for that. The second was inflation and how governments runaway spending on wars in Iraq.
Yeah, that's
on
right.
Entitlement programs.
Sure.
And how that is devaluing our dollar. Our dollar today is worth, I believe, 4 cents the dollar of 1913.
Yeah, that's about right.
Don't let them trust
something in those areas, yeah.
Don't let them get away with saying that the free market is making poor people poorer, because there is no free market. What you have is a regulated marketplace, and the regulations are designed to keep poor people out of business, to keep them working a job for their entire lives. That way they can't be entrepreneurial and create their own businesses, because the bottom rungs of the economic ladder of affluence have been knocked out by the government people who are preventing them from getting getting into business, but with things like regulations and licensing and that sort of thing. And, you know, I don't know how open-minded your friends are, but if you could do, like, a book trade with them or something, this might be a way to kind of get some ideas into their heads, where you would offer to read one of their books, like, you know, something awful that they would give you, and then you would give them something
like... Communist Manifesto.
Yeah, of course,
Communist
that's what they would...
Communist Manifesto.
Right. Where you would be willing to read some sort of tripe like that in return for them reading The Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart, which really comes at the ideas of liberty from a caring, compassionate perspective, and really shows people, I think, that are coming from the perspective of wanting to help the poor, how it is that the government programs that are supposedly designed to help the poor are actually hurting them, and how regulations and things like that are hurting the poor and keeping them poor. And I thank you for the call tonight. And by the way, Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World is available through her website at ruart.com. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only a moment remain, but enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on the site for free, and if you want to help support the show, you can do that too by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll get a whole list of things that allow you to get this show into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and the fun. Keith is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Keith. Keith, Georgia?
Hey, so I was reminding me of a topic. Talking to the Gov guy, and I want to change subject from what I was going to originally bring up, and that's about copyrights.
Sure.
And I have a series of stories that I'm writing, and a series of intelligent work. So you said you weren't for that, but I write, let's say, you know, a video game. I make it about Mario and Luigi, and all these characters have all this background. Isn't that part of a copyright? I mean, isn't that something I want to protect and so that nobody else can leech off of it and make money from it? How is that bad?
How is what bad? Protecting your ideas?
Yeah, protecting it so no one else can.
Well, it's bad because you're using the government to aggress against people that have utilized your ideas. I think that once you put an idea out publicly, it's no longer yours anymore. You've released it to the world, to the ether. And if somebody wants to use those ideas, then I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Have you heard of fan fiction before?
Yes, I have.
So do you think that those people are all criminals that deserve to be thrown in jail cells?
But that the fan fiction is, it's based, it's rooted where everyone knows where the characters originally came from.
Okay,
or
great.
The environment.
Oh, excellent. Okay, now using an idea is one thing. Committing fraud is something else. So if you use, say, I don't know who owns Luigi and Mario or whatever, but if you use Nintendo's trademark, you're committing fraud. You're saying that I am the original ruler of this, or the creator of this, and this is all looked at by these folks as right and true, and that's misleading people. So you would have to use the characters and then let people know at the same time clearly that this is sort of a fan work using the original characters, or a satirical work or whatever.
But legally now, that can't be done.
Of course it can't. Well, it can't unless somebody doesn't do anything about it, which is the case of fan fiction.
Well, of course, the fan fiction folks aren't generally making money off of the fan fiction.
What if the fan fiction was so good? I mean, I don't know about Chad Vader, the Chad Vader, night shift manager,
supervisor,
whatever
yeah.
he is. Yeah, that's an awesome bit. Maybe he has made a few bucks on that. There's
I
plenty of people
should.
That have done
yeah.
some. Yeah, he's using Lucas's, the most feared villain in the world. He's using him to profit.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, it's clear and obvious that it's just a satirical work, and it's meant for fun, and if he makes a few bucks doing it, awesome.
Yeah, how does it take away from you, the original creator? Like, for instance, I love the Chad Vader example, because it's such brilliant parody and use of a character in a bizarre circumstance. It's great. But how does that take away from George Lucas? Or even if he'd actually made another Star Wars movie that was in the same vein as Star Wars, if he could do it better, then... Well, that's competition, man.
Well, now that you bring that perspective, my only fear really is, I would need some type of establishment to say this series of events with these specific characters developed in this such way is mine. That way, there is some legal establishment that that I'm the person that is supposed to be profiting from this.
Well, if you're to the market first with your idea, then that's you win from that perspective. In that, as Dr. Mary Ruart has pointed out from her career in the health field, the pharmaceuticals specifically, that before they had these patenting protections on pharmaceuticals, there was a very vigorous marketplace in creating solutions for people, creating these chemical solutions for people. In that. The first company to hit the marketplace with whatever the chemical was would be the company that was typically best rewarded for it, even though anybody else could come up with a generic equivalent right after it hits the, reverse engineer it and hit the marketplace with their own cheaper version. The original company, even though they might be charging more, was still able to succeed because they got the renown from having hit the marketplace first with that. And in the same way, you'd be the first person hitting the marketplace with your characters and your ideas and if you'd written a good story, then I would presume you would be rewarded for it if the market valued what you were doing. In the same way that when the market tells us it values what that we're doing, our listeners tell us that they value what we're doing by getting behind the show via the Free Talk Live AMP program. It doesn't stop somebody else from calling their show Free Talk Live. They could do that if they wanted to.
Somebody did.
They did, yeah. And they... Well, anyway, we won't talk about what happened to them, but nonetheless.
We didn't sue them.
They did, and we didn't do anything about it. So, and we're still here, and everything's fine. Any other thoughts?
Aspect. Well, the thing that I was going to bring up first was, this is a creative idea, is stopping, now it's not like we can do this, but stopping the giving our children names based on their gender. And what that would do to a population and what that would do to the way people make prejudiced assumptions about others.
Stopping giving people names based on their genders, would you mean making an active effort to reverse a typically gender-rolled name like Michelle, calling, say, a male Michelle? Or would you mean like using names that are kind of ambiguous about like Kim, for instance? There are men named Kim out there, but maybe that's simply because somebody decided, I'm going to call my son Kim, and then it started a trend. I don't know how that stuff starts. What do you exactly
I believe
mean?
It's a French name, actually.
Kim?
Yeah.
I was wondering what your thoughts on were. Basically, if we called a boy Rachel or called a girl
Steve.
Tyrone or something like that, and what that would do psychologically.
I'm against it just because, you know, a name should be an asset. You have this opportunity to do something good or bad for your child. You could name them a Poopenstein, and then, and life is going to stink comparatively. The Boy Named Sue song, comes to mind. And, I see no reason to do that to your child.
This is my daughter, Chuck.
I mean, gender roles are pretty well laid out. People seem to generally be okay with them. I don't see any reason to throw that to the wind. I named my son Jack. I felt like it sounded like a simple, strong name.
As opposed to Jacqueline.
Right. Jacqueline probably wouldn't have been that great. So actually Jackson is what he was named. But I really just built a name around the name Jack because my wife and I liked it. So
Jack is Jack's son?
No.
Who's Jack?
It's Jackson.
So, Sean, how do you feel about the idea of these reverse gender role names?
I think you're inviting your child to be harassed incessantly in the government school system.
Well, presuming you're going to send them to a government school.
Assuming, of course, you send them there.
Look, hey, I went to private school for 9 years of my life, and you would have been just as harassed there.
So should gender roles be solidified? Forget the names altogether. Should the roles be solidified, or rather, stray to a particular end?
I think people should do what they want to do. I am going to, as a parent, provide what I can in life for my child, and one of the best things I can provide initially is a good name.
You know, I appreciate where you're coming from, Keith, on this. In that, I agree with you in that I think I think generals in many cases are very silly. I think they're contrived, and I think that the idea behind where you're coming from, I think is solid. I think that the idea that girls should like pink and boys should like blue is pretty ludicrous, and I think that things that we can do to change that are important. Mark, you were saying that your son wanted to play with a dollhouse the other day, and you were upset about that, and that's a perfect example of how you're pigeonholing him into a certain viewpoint of what you believe a boy or a man should be interested
in. It's partially that, but I just don't have the real estate in my house for another big toy.
But here's my suggestion for you, Keith, is that if you're really serious about fighting these gender roles, you shouldn't use your children for your experiment. You should go and change your name and start introducing yourself as Sharon or, something else like that. Get Kelsey,
My goal was to solidify them, actually. Or not solidify them, but not try to blend them, rather.
To blend them?
Yeah, because I was debating with someone else that they should be blended and that male and female, there should be no distinguishment rather than the physical aspect altogether. Or the physical aspect, and that's it. I mean, mentally, psychologically.
So you're talking about a multi-generational experiment which would require a lot of people to participate in reversing the names to where the names would be used so frequently with both genders that there would no longer be a precept to when you hear the name Michael that you're talking about a male as opposed to Michelle that you're talking about a female. You're talking about a multi-generational kind of experiment that would involve a lot of people.
Yeah,
it's interesting. It's an interesting concept.
I think there are a lot greater things facing the world than this small particular issue of gender roles. I think most people are happy with where they're at.
Nonetheless, thank you for the thoughts and the idea. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. We are out of time. Back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.